truth in this truth we find comfort, believing in the power of your forgiveness that wipes away every sin and restores us anew. We stand in awe of your grace, knowing that you do not treat us as our sins deserve, but instead offer us a fresh start, a clean slate. Father, we know
Brother
that
Bear.
Think it for a second. Father, we know that the world is often filled with chaos and confusion. Help us to be peacemakers in the midst of turmoil. Equip us with the wisdom and discernment to navigate difficult situations with grace. Let us be a calming presence in our lives, calming presence in our families, workplace, and communities, reflecting your peace that surpasses all understanding. As we strive to be your witnesses in this world, help us to share the love of Christ with those we encounter. May our words be seasoned with grace, and may our actions demonstrate the love we have for you. Let us not shy away from opportunities to share our faith, but instead be bold in proclaiming the hope that we have in Jesus. Lord, we realize that the journey of faith is not meant to be walked alone. Help us to build relationships with other believers, encouraging one another and growing together in our spiritual walks. May we invest in meaningful connections that deepen our faith and expand our understanding of your world. As we come to the end of our time together, let us remember that prayer is a powerful tool. It connects us to you, Lord, and allows us to align our hearts with your will. Teach us to pray without ceasing, to bring our joys and sorrows before you, and to trust in your perfect timing. Help us remember that even in moments of silence, you are working behind the scenes. Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming to you in prayer. It is a gift that we do not take lightly. May our prayers be a reflection of our love for you and our desire to know you more deeply. As we enter into our daily lives, let us carry the spirit of prayer with us, seeking your guidance and direction in all that we do. In closing, Father, we lift up this prayer to you. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace that sustains us. May we leave this place with renewed spirits, ready to serve you and to share your love with the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Those of you all that have to leave, you have a great day. We'll turn it back over to our host.
Amen, Brother Barry. We praise God for you. Thank you for just the prayer. Hallelujah. We glorify God. We praise him this morning. We worship him. Hallelujah. We extol him. We put on him the glory that is due his name. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning. Okay, I'm going to turn this portion over. Again, we're praying for Sister Rachel. We're praying for that Serge Fisher would return. Brother Bernard Jordan went home to be with, I mean, not Bernard Jordan, Brother Derek Briscoe, I think that's his last name, went home to be with the Lord. We're praying for Brother Andre. We're praying for Mercedes. We're praying for Sister Cynthia. And we're praying for Sister Rachel and Pastor Buckner on this morning. A couple of our prayer leads have had challenges, and we're praying for them. Those that are in the nursing homes and all of the Africa churches, we're praying for them as well. I'm going to turn this portion over to Minister Andre.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Like Sister Cynthia said, another day, another chance to get it right. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Buckner said, we can't quit. We just can't quit. And Bishop said, send somebody to lift up our spirits. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Barry, for your prayer this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We want to wish Mother Burgess a very happy birthday today, 92 years old. That's a blessing in itself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for Mother Buchanan's birthday being on yesterday. I pray she had a great time and celebrated it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we here at in where were we at? We in Richmond Heights, Ohio. We are ministering from my location. It's starting to snow outside a little, but we don't have a lot of snow on the ground. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the roads being clear. My topic for today is bereaved. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's all good. That's what I said. Wow. In the name of Jesus, but God is good. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Bereaved is an adjective describing people in deep sorrow at the loss of a loved one. Bereaved describes the loss you feel when someone you love dies. Thank you, Jesus. Bereavement is the period of grief and mourning after the death of a loved one. Most people will adjust to the loss over time. Others will have longer periods of bereavement. Thank you, Jesus. And may benefit from treatment. Have your way, Lord. My thoughts are with the bereaved families, and my prayers goes out for the injured. Thank you, Lord. In the book of Isaiah 53, verses 3 and 4, we'll be reading. Also from John 19, 26 and 27. And it reads, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Help me, Jesus. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Sure, he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. John 19:26-27. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and mind of all those that believe. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for helping us while we're experiencing this time of sadness. Lord, have your way in our lives. We need you, Lord. Help us to surrender our will, Jesus. Forgive us of our sins and where we have fallen short in giving you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your divine forgiveness and another opportunity to receive your grace this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you this morning, Lord. Give us the strength that we need, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you this morning. Lord, we know you are with us. Thank you for helping us through the process of the range of emotions that we are going through in the loss of our loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Move, Lord Jesus, on this prayer line. Minister to your people this morning, Lord, as only you can, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Have your perfect way, Jesus. Lord Jesus, our thoughts are with the bereaved families and the scale of death happening around the world. Whole families are being wiped out. Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord, give them comfort, Lord, in the midst of so much loss of life and tragedy, Lord. You're the only one, Lord. Oh, God. Stretch out your hand, Jesus. You're the only one, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Meet their needs, Lord Jesus. Give them peace, Lord Jesus, from the shock of losing so many loved ones in a split second, Lord. I can't even imagine. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In spite of, Lord Jesus, we want to give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, have mercy on all of them, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. We need it today, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for helping us. We thank you, Lord, for helping us, Jesus, for allowing us to get through this grieving process We understand, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that this pain, this intense pain that we're feeling, will decrease over time, Lord. But we thank you for your comforting hand right now, Lord. While we're going through this intense pain, Jesus, you know what it feels like, Jesus. You bore our sorrows on the cross, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. If don't nobody understand what we're going through, Lord, we know you do today, Jesus. And we praise your name for that, Lord. For your power and your strength and your understanding, Lord, and your healing virtue, Lord. We thank you for your blood that you shed for us, Lord. We thank you for eternal life this morning, Lord Jesus, giving us access, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we know that there is life after death, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us through our bereavement, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We magnify your name this morning, Jesus. Lord, we are praying, Lord Jesus, for Sister Denise this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift her up to you, Lord. We are praying for Sister Cynthia this morning, Lord. We are praying for Karima, Sister Karima, and Brother Elvis. We're praying for Brother Barry this morning, Lord. Bishop Richardson, Lord. Dr. Myers, Lord. And all those that are going through bereavement at this time, we're praying for you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We are sorry for what you're going through. We are sorry that you're going through this right now, but we thank God, hallelujah, that we're on this line together going through it. We thank God that we got support, hallelujah, in our families, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We don't know what you're feeling right now. But I know what I feel. I know what I'm feeling right now. But I say, but God. But God's grace, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are here. We are here right now to help in any way we can in the name of Jesus. Move on your people, Lord. Touch. Fill the void, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord. Move by your spirit, Jesus. Jesus, we are asking for special blessings over the families that have experienced the loss of a child, the loss of a close partner, the loss of by suicide or homicide, Lord, and especially the largest emotional loss, the loss of a spouse, Lord. In your name, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you give them strength. Give them comfort, Lord. Give them good support to help them, Lord, to go on living. We must go on living. Help us to go on living, Lord. Help us to carry their memories with us, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus. We ask this to be done. Lord, we thank you for looking out and seeing your mother, Lord, and meeting her needs while you was dying on the cross, Lord. While you were suffering on the cross, Lord, you met your mother's needs, Lord. No one likes to see a loved one suffering and dying at the same time, Lord. You knew, Lord, that your mother needed somebody. And we thank you, Lord, for getting outside yourself, Lord, what you was going through to want to help somebody else. This is our prayer today, Lord, that we get outside of ourselves, Lord, that we can help somebody, Lord, that's going through right now. Let them know, Jesus, that you on the throne. You can comfort us, Lord Jesus, through our bereavement, Lord. And we thank you for your comfort right now, Lord. We thank you for your words of encouragement right now. This is my prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I turn it back over to the host at this time.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Minister Andre. Wow. I know that was hard, but you got through it. Wow. 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 You have lost. He lost his cousin, Brother Bernard. Brother Derek. He lost him on this week, was it, Minister Andre, or last week?
Yes, this week. And last week I lost my other cousin.
So he's going through, and so I said, wow, because that was a timely word. I did not have a clue that these things would happen in his life, but praise God, he prayed for us. He ministered to us. And we worship the Lord with you for the life of both of your cousins. We give
Thank
God
you.
Praise.
Amen.
Amen. And we're praying your strength. We're praying your strength in the Lord.
Amen.
All right. All right, people of God. We worship in the Lord together this morning. Hallelujah. We bless his name. He's holy. He's righteous. Again, we're praying for a lot of our prayer leads. Again, we know we're praying for Minister Andre, praying for Pastor Buckner, we're praying for Sister Cynthia, we're praying for Sister Rachel. You know, those are our prayer leads. But we're also praying for Serge Fisher, Bernard Williams, let me get it right. Again, Mercedes, all those that are bereaved, all those in the nursing home, and all of our Africa family, we're praying for them. And on a happy note, today is Mother Burgess's 92nd birthday, and we're lifting her up in prayer. Yesterday was Betty Buchanan's 87th birthday, and on Monday was Renee Barnes, and I ain't going to tell you how old she is. She's 15. But our bishop's birthday is coming up on December the 17th, and we want all of you all to join us on that particular day on our Daily Bread, just to send them a shout out and share some love with them. That's on next Tuesday. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to our next prayer lead, which is Sister Cynthia.
Well, God bless you. Thanks. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word was the start and hope. And so coming out of Jeremiah 29, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with your whole heart." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you glory and we give you honor. For Lord, truly you worthy to be praised. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We stand in the gap, Lord, even on this morning, praying for those that are sick. Lord, we're praying, God, for Rachel. We're praying for Brother Butner, Lord, Minister Butner. Lord, we're praying for those that needs complete healing in the name of Jesus. But Lord, you said it, by your stripes we are healed. You said every sickness, every disease, whatever it was, was nailed on the cross over 2,000 years ago. So, God, we pray, God, that you will heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We come against the spirit of sickness and disease because you are not the author of sickness and disease. And so, God, we thank you because you said, God, that you know the thoughts that you have towards us. You said, Lord God, that there's hope. Hope in you, Lord. Sometimes we are distraught. Sometimes we are going through, God, because trials and tribulations, they come, Lord. Lord, just like we were born, we will die, God. We're not here to stay forever. But, God, we give you the glory and we give you the honor for the lives, God, that you have set before us, God. Lord, for the loved ones who have went on before us, God. We pray, God, Lord God, that you would cover every family that's going through in the name of Jesus, that you would give them strength, God, even in this time, Lord, because, Lord God, you said that you love your people, God, and you care about us, God. And so, God, you said that no weapon formed against us should prosper. And so, God, you didn't say, God, that the weapon wouldn't form, but, God, in your word, you said that the weapon wouldn't prosper. You said over in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Lord, you said faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things, God, that we don't see. But we can stand, God, in hope according to your word. Because, Lord, you said that your word should not come back for us. You said that your word would accomplish what we sent it to do. So, God, we thank you on today that your word would accomplish what we're sending it to do, God. That it reached those, God, that needs to be reached. That it touched those, God, that need to be touched, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we're praying even for the African family. God, we are praying, Lord, for those that belong to you and those that don't, God, because, God, you can reach anyone, God. And so you said if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And so, God, we thank you that you're drawing them unto you in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we're hoping and standing on your word because, God, that's all we have. And you said if we seek you, God, that we will find you. You said if we knock, that door will be open. And so, God, you said if we search you with our whole heart, God, we got to begin to search you like never before, hearing what it is that you're saying in these last days, hearing what it is that you're saying, God, do we go in this direction or do we go in that direction in the name of Jesus? God, we're crying out for salvation, Lord. For those that's not saved, God, we're calling out for salvation in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, that they'll begin to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, God. And so we just thanking you and we praising you, God. We giving you glory and we giving you honor, Lord, because it's you who has opened up that door for us, God, to minister in our own location. And so we're standing in our own location, God, and we're ministering to the people, Lord. And so we are thankful and we're grateful that we can, God. But, Lord, we only can minister what we know. And so, God, if we don't know it, we can't minister it to the people. And so, Lord God, even in the book of Romans, the 14th chapter, you said, now, God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You said, now, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, you give us joy and peace, and we thank you for the joy and peace. And you give us the hope, God, to be able to hope in you, Lord, that we, through the power of the Holy Ghost, will abound in you, God, knowing that you have the answer. Knowing that you have the final say. And so, God, we give you praise and we give you honor, God, for the opportunity and the chance, God, and for the love that we have for one another, Lord. And, God, we thank you, God, for even in the midst of going through trials and tribulations, even in the midst of losing a loved one, God, you the one that give us strength to be able to hold on, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, you said in your word, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, God, we have to hold on to your word. Lord God, that we could be able to help the others to be able to hold on in the name of Jesus. Is death easy? No, God. Because a lot of things about death, we don't have an understanding. But you have an understanding because you're all-knowing God. And you already knew that those days was going to come, God. And so, God, give us able to make it through the days that, Lord, we have to make it through to get things done, to be able to cover whatever need to be covered. And, Lord, even as the families come together, let it be a time that the families don't have to come together just because of death. But the families will begin to come back and come together just like when we were young, just like in the olden days, God. And so, God, we just thank you. We praise you, God. We praise you, God, that there is hope in you. We praise you, God, that we will grab onto your word and know that, God, we have to search you with our whole heart. You said, God, the mystery in the word is not given to the wise, but you gave it to us, God, to have an understanding of what you're saying. And so, God, you said that we are your word behind us. We got to grab onto the word, but we got to have a hear and ear. We got to hear, God, what it is that you're saying to your people in these last and evil days. We got to focus on you, Lord. Because if we begin to look at what we see, it would literally try to destroy us. But if we begin to call those things that's not, as though they already were, and believe in you at your word, and speak into those sycamore trees that's standing in our way, God, that's trying to destroy us, Lord. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And we got to continue, Lord, to speak your word. Because you said, God, that is your word that you hear. You said, give me back my word and watch and see that I will honor my word. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you even on today. I pray, God, that you will supply the need. Whatever the need is, God, I pray that you will supply it according to your riches and glory. And God, it don't always have to be income, but it could be whatever the need, whatever, God, that we're standing today in the need of, whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance, whether we need to be comforted, Lord, whether we need to just hear a word from you, whether we need to sit in our quiet time, Lord, being able to do what you're calling us to do. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, you came, God, saying that we have to choose. And you said, I wish above all things that you would choose life. But we get to choose, God, every day. It's our choice to follow you. Because Elijah said, if God be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And they answered him not a word, God. Because we get to choose, God. And I pray above all things, God, that we would choose life. Because you promised that even our children and our children's children shall be saved, God, in the name of Jesus. So a lot of times, God, when we're going through and we're distraught and we're worrying about things, God, only you can fix that situation. Only you, God, can change it. And we got to learn to bring it to you and leave it at your feet, God. Because a lot of times we're trying to do your job instead of allowing you to do it. And looking towards that situation by faith, speaking to those mountains that got to move. And so, God, I pray even on today, if the people are standing in the need of finance, I pray, God, that you would open up a window from heaven and pour them out a blessing. that they won't be warm enough to receive. And I pray, God, that you will rebuke the devourer that wants to come and eat up everything. Rebuke the devourer for their sake. Because we serve a loving God. We serve an all-knowing God. We serve the only God that answers according to your word. It shall not come back void, but it will accomplish what we send it to do. So, God, on today, I pray that your word will accomplish what we're sending it to do. I pray on today, God, that you will heal your people. I come against that spirit of that sickness and disease and them colds, God, that's trying to come back and taking over. Everywhere you go, you hear somebody sick with a cold, with a cold. But a cold does not say Jesus. It's got the Bible at the name of Jesus, because you rule and you reign. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. And we call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Great prayer, great prayer, great prayer. People of God, like Sister Cynthia said, everybody is, not everybody, but a lot of people are battling with this cold thing. And so we're lifting everyone up in prayer. Hallelujah. We don't forget our Sister Rachel and Pastor Buckner. We're lifting them up in prayer. But we're also lifting up all those bereaved families who've lost loved ones. We're praying for Sister Karima, who lost her son, Brother Michael Alexander, who lost his mom. We're praying for Brother Andre, who lost his cousin. Praying for Sister Cynthia, who lost her brother. Cynthia, that was strong of you to do today, to go forth in prayer. We praise God for your committed and your energy that you have for the ministry. We give God praise for you. The service is this Saturday at 4 o'clock. And so if you want to attend the funeral service, I'll put it on the prayer line. But we also give God for Brother Andre. Give God praise for Brother Andre, who went forth this morning, and he lost his cousin. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you, God, for hearing and answering our prayers. Lord, we bless your holy name. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are our comforter, God. God, we praise your name this morning. We give you honor. God, we say have your way in all of our lives. Move by your spirit, God. Those that are sick, God, we ask that you heal them from the crown of their head to the tip of their toes, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for pouring in oil and wine, God. God, we bind up the enemy that try to come and sift them as wheat, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for your glory and your presence being right there in their lives, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name as we lift our hands to you, God. God, you will see them and you will hear and you will answer prayer, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for being God and God alone in our life, God. God, we thank you, God, for your resurrection power, God. God, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, God. We thank you, God, for being stretched wide. We thank you for the nails that was placed in your hands and in your feet, God. We thank you for that thorn that was placed upon your brow, God. God, we thank you for the blood that came streaming down. God, we thank you for being pierced in the side. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being the light, the beacon of hope that we have, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for giving your son for on our behalf. We thank you for those 39 stripes you took, God. God, we stand on your word that by your stripes, we are healed, God. God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your comforting power, God. God, we thank you for your saving power, God. God,
we thank you and we praise you, God, for just being there on our behalf, God. God, we thank you for lifting up a standard against the enemy, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that we have hope in you, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. God, we say have your way in our lives. Move by your spirit, God. Open some doors that only you can open and close some doors that only you can close. God, open the windows of heaven and pour us our blessings that we don't have room to receive. As we're obedient to you, God, as we're obedient to your word, God, hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, just for your anointing and your grace, God. God, we thank you that, hallelujah, families are blessed, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that husbands and wives are blessed, God. Children and parents are blessed, God. God, we thank you that no weapon that's formed against our children will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you for putting a shield around them, God. Put your hope around them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, let them know that you are their hope, God. You are their strength, God. It's not their money. It's not their education, but it's you, God. It's you, God. It's you in which they move and they live and have their being, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for all those that are struggling on this morning, God. Struggling with your will, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your perfect will be done in their lives, God, that they seek you first, God, and you will hear and answer prayer, God. As they seek your will, God, that you would hear and answer prayer, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. Have your way, God. Move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Again, we pray for every prayer lead, God. God, we pray for Brother Pastor Buckner, God. God, we pray for Sister Cynthia, God. God, we pray for Brother Andre, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would comfort their hearts. Let your will be done in their lives, God. Let them feel your presence now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for Sister Vicky, God. God, we pray for Sister Keitha, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for Mother Betty Buchanan, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for Sister Angela Jackson, God, and Sister LaShonda Miller, God. God, we pray for Elaine Stevens, God. God, we pray for Erica Williams, God. God, we pray for Brother Barry and Sister Gail, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for Minister DeAndre, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for all the prayer leads, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, for moving on their behalf, God. But God, we pray in Jesus' name for every person that calls in on this line, God. God, we pray for Sister Pat Leverett, God. She was in a fire, God. We thank you for pulling us from the fire in the name of Jesus Christ, God, and giving us strength, God, to go on, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for Sister LaWanda and Sister Vicky, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that your perfect will be done in their lives, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for all those prayer leads, God. But, God, again, we pray for all those that have called in onto the line, God, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would move on their behalf, God. Move on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that there is hope, God. We thank you, God, for Sister Mildred, God. We thank you for Sister Alicia's son, God. God, we thank you for Sister Alicia, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for her son's healing, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name for, hallelujah, Sister Denise and Brother James, God, his wife, Sister Mercedes, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for her healing, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for all those that are part of the prayer list, God. God, we thank you for Sister Shirley, God. We thank you for Sister Jackie, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. We lift them up as they lift your servants up, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that we lift them up. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise. We give you glory, God. Have your way in their lives. Move by your spirit, God. Hallelujah. We pray in Jesus' name that doors would open on their behalf, God. Move on their behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We glorify you, God. We worship you on this morning, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, God. You are the God of hope. Hallelujah. You are the God of love. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence in our lives, God. We thank you for new doors opening, God. God, we thank you for favor, God. We thank you for new jobs, God. We thank you for all those that are looking for employment, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would give them favor, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you that no barriers would be up, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they would go forth with boldness and confidence that they need into interviews, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the interviewer, God, would see the light in them, God, and recognize the glow that they will bring to the workplace, God. We thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that your Spirit and your anointing, God, will be right there with them, God. God, we thank you and we praise you. Have your way, God. Have your way on all the those that have called in onto the prayer line, God. Every need, meet every need, God. I may not have mentioned everybody, God, but God, you know what they need. You know that they've called in. You know that they're leading, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your perfect will be done, God. God, I put a blanket over it, God. God, I pray in Jesus' name that your love, God, hallelujah, would overshadow and overtake them, God. Let them be compassionate to those that they run in contact with, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that their eyes will be wide open, God. Hallelujah, just to give out some love, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that our arms are open, God. Hallelujah, to share your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. God, our arms are open. Our voice is loud, God. Speaking your word, God, into the atmosphere, into people's lives, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name as we go forth with boldness and power, God, you would meet us right there. Meet us, God, as we share your goodness and your grace, God. Meet us right there, God, hallelujah, as we share your love, God. God, let somebody's heart be changed towards you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that something that we say, God, would minister to the hearts of your people, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you today, God. We're going to worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We magnify you, God. We lift you up, God. You're holy and divine, God. We love you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. We bless your name, God. We worship you this morning, God. You are holy, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your way, God. Yes to your will, God. Yes, God. We say yes, God. Yes to whatever you ask us to do, God. Yes to who you want us to minister to, God. Yes, God. We say yes. Yes, yes. Yes to your way, God. Yes to your will, God. Less of us and more of you, God. Less of what we want and more of what you want, God. Less of our desires and more of your desires, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise, God. We give you honor and we glorify your name. Have your way again on this prayer line and move by your spirit. Let your anointing rest right here, God. Let deliverance come forth, God. Let healing come forth, God. Let souls be set free, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Let salvation take place on this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I'm going to open up the line and you all can hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless Jesus this morning.
I want to encourage you all to
go to our daily bread. Let's worship the Lord there. We minister from our location. We're saved through your words of our testimony, and so let's make sure we support the prayer line this morning, the daily bread this morning.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. All right, people of God, I'm going to let you go. You all be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
You as well, Pastor.
You too. Have a blessed day, Pastor. Ms. Andrea,
we love you. All right,